I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Chris Rock goes on late-night TV and gives Bill Clinton a bit of his mind, and actress Jada Pinkett Smith becomes a bigger force in Hollywood. Newsweek magazine's Allison Samuels is always ready with the latest entertainment news. Hey, Allison, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Great. So Chris has a new HBO special. He was on the Letterman show just the other day, sat down in a seat that had been warmed by the buns of none other than Bill Clinton. Here's a bit of what Rock said about Clinton.
Is that me or he didn't want to say the name Barack Obama? He did not. He went through everything he could do. Well, like Hillary would want to do it there. Hillary ain't running.
Well, Clinton was on The Daily Show the next night, and it seemed like he couldn't say Barack Obama often enough. He had become a changed man. Do you think Chris Rock did it?
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, when you looked at, I mean, he had to sort of look at that clip, and he and Chris are friends because Chris has said that they're friends. I'm sure he took some lessons from that because it's like, you know, if he's trying to get the black community, the African-American community back on his side, you know, doing interviews like the one he did with Letterman isn't going to help because it was so clear that he doesn't necessarily like Obama. And I just think that is something that, you know, being a team player, you have to play it off. And on Letterman, I mean, Chris was on Larry King last night. He toned it down a little bit, but he didn't, you know, make the same point that, you know, he needs to give him a little bit more support. He's only giving him limited support. So Chris is sort of funny, but he's making his point at the same time.
What do we know about this big special of his, Chris Rock's?
He's talking a lot about politics, obviously. And it's funny because, you know, he says, you know, people think you can't make fun of Obama. But he says, yeah, I can make fun of Obama, which is funny. Because it's nothing. On the surface, you don't really see anything that funny about Obama. Whereas John McCain, like he said, all you have to do is pull out your Reagan jokes and you can go after John McCain. But with Obama, it's like this new challenge of what's funny about him. So I think it should be pretty funny.
All right. We've got another person who's a big name, Jada Pinkett Smith. Not everyone has seen a lot of her recently, but she's been more behind the camera, but she's coming onto the small screen for TNT. What's she doing?
She's doing a special, and it's somewhat in the vein of The Closer and Grace Under Fire, where she's this hospital nurse that nurtures people, has a child, and is basically this woman, superwoman, who does it all. And I think it's great because I sort of wondered when I watched The Closer and Grace Under Fire, I'm like, okay, now where's the black woman who can do it all and is tough? And, you know, we have plenty of those. So I'm glad that she's taking that under her wing. And then also, you know, she's been producing, she produced Secret Life of Bees, which I think is really, she did that along with Will, which I think is great because that's one thing that I think has been a big problem in Hollywood, making roles available for African-American women in particular. In Late View Terrace, which she also produced with Will, you know, Kerry Washington is in there and her husband is a white man. So they're trying to sort of shake things up and do things, you know, to sort of give African-Americans a chance behind the screen and in front of the camera.
You also have been keeping track of another show that's gotten some heat, True Blood, and HBO vampire drama set in the modern day South. It just got picked up for a second season. Right. So tell me just a little bit about the creator of the series and the main characters.
Well, Alan Ball, who did 6 Feet Under, also created this series. And it's, you know, about vampires who are actually living among us in the real world. But the problem that I have with it, and I love vampire movies, love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but, you know, the African-American characters are so stereotypical. The girl on there who's a cute, you know, African-American girl, but, you know, the sassy, loudmouth, neck-rolling person that you always have. The black male on there is a transgender, lipstick-wearing drug dealer. And I'm like, even in vampire world, African-Americans have to be stereotypical? Even in fantasy land? So that's my issue with it. Even though I love vampire movies,
Okay, so Tara is the one who's the, she was described as poison-tongued, eye-rolling, gum-snapping by one of our bloggers, Patrice Yersic. And we've got a clip here of the Tara character played by Rutina Wesley. Let's listen.
I have a name, and that name is Tara. And isn't that funny, a black girl being named after a plantation? No, I don't think it's funny at all. In fact, it really pisses me off that my mama was either stupid or just plain mean. Which is why you better be nice if you plan on getting a drink tonight.
And yet, it sounds like you like the show on some level.
I mean, well, like I said, I do like, you know, vampire shows. And it's funny on, you know, in some parts, but she wears me out. Even though I like the actress, but I just, you know, it's just so over the top, her performance. And like I said, the black man is a transgender, lipstick-wearing drug dealer. I'm like, it's too much. I can't handle this. So I like it, but I don't know how much I'm going to. If he doesn't sort of develop those characters a little further, yeah, I don't know how much I'll be watching it.
Okay, Alan Ball, you're going to get a note in the mail. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was our entertainment news guru, Newsweek magazine's national correspondent, Allison Samuels, and she joined me in our studios here at NPR West.